Good morning, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Morning Show. This is November 20th, and we're here in the 88.5 KRFY studios. This is our community radio station, so thanks for tuning in. Today's interviews, we have the first one will be with here in our studio, Smiling Faces. We have Karen Wiedelmeier, the director of the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
And John Fitzgerald, music director of the same said organization.
Good morning.
And we have two students, too. Karen, do you want to introduce them?
Yes, so we have Lucinda Meshberg, and we have Jamie Langford, and they're part of our honors program, for which we're actually performing on Thursday, but they're also part of our bel canto troupe singing in Hansel and Gretel.
Two events that are coming up for the music. Mm-hmm. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
And it's nice to have you here. And we'll have a second interview at the end of the show if we can move the technology along as it needs to move along with the fourth Sunday Showtime host, Don Childress. I was able to record that earlier because he has a show once a month. And so Don comes in prior to the show and tells us what it is. So we'll find out at the end of the show. And his show will air this Sunday, November 24th at 5 p.m. during Lay Show and KRFY Classical. Once a month, we preempt those two shows. So that's what our show looks like today. And how are you doing, Chris Bessler, my co-host?
And you forgot to tell us who you are, disembodied voice.
I'm Susie Press.
So we're the host here today. Yeah, I'm doing fine. Hope you're doing well as well. Beautiful looking morning happening out there.
Yep, for 3 days it looks like we have sunshine here on the weather map. But
so what's the official call on the weather coming up?
Well, from the National Weather Service, currently it's 36 degrees and sunny today, high of 43 with winds. Right now the wind chill is 29 degrees. The winds will be north-northeast 10, gusting to 20 miles per hour. So that little windy, sunny day we've got ahead of us. Tonight a low of 25, clear with patchy freezing fog, and tomorrow freezing fog in the morning, then sunny and a high of 42. Everything looks about the same up till Saturday, when it looks like we have a 10, and then Saturday night a 30% chance of rain or snow. So they say it's coming, folks.
Yeah, it's starting to look like winter. You know, we have a few things going on around town. Of course, we're just a little ahead of Thanksgiving right now, but there is a turkey bingo happening on Friday and Saturday at Bonner Mall. It's being put on by the Lions Club and supports Toys for Tots. So you could go there and do some turkey bingo and support a good cause there. There's some music happening around town. There's a great event coming up Sunday that we're going to be talking about here in a little bit, the Fall Serenade Concert. So if you're interested in some of the things happening around town, check out our calendars at krfy.org to get all those details.
Provided by Keoki.
Provided by Sandpoint Online.
Sandpoint.
Yes.
Aren't they one and the same kind of?
Well, no, Keoki produces Sandpoint Online.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
There's a progression there.
So do you have something from the Sandpoint City
Yeah,
Minute?
We do have a Sandpoint City Minute here. This has just been called in or sent in by Jennifer Stapleton, the city administrator. This is a construction update for the work that's going on First Avenue, which is right outside the door of our studio here. The notice is that the First Avenue is going to be open to motorists with lane closures. It's open to pedestrians. Crews are focusing on completing all work necessary for a winter shutdown that's going to happen on November 26th. And that's going to include, if you come down right now, you'll see that the area between the sidewalk and the new pavement is open. They're laying in a bunch of a structure down there, but they're going to be backfilling that area between the existing sidewalk and the new curb and removing all temporary fencing and barriers to provide safe access during the winter. And there's going to be one more set of pours by the concrete crew this Thursday as well. So there's going to be a lot of stuff going on First Avenue, but it is going to be open this weekend.
Well, that's good news. And also, this just came in from the city of Sandpoint. City crews have completed this year's Phase 2 plan for downtown holiday lighting. Additional streets will be lit this year, including Fifth Avenue. In addition, 11 trees will be lit along the Sand Creek pathway. So that's more lights for this Christmas holiday season.
Yeah, light the town up. It's going to be very cheery.
Yeah, there you go. Anything else, Chris?
Well, like I mentioned, a lot of things going on around town, but let's get into one of the big events happening Sunday with the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint.
Well, before we get to the fall serenade, and Karen, you can talk about this too. Yeah. You're going to step out after a little bit, but we wanted to get an update on how the conservatory is doing since the purchase of that beautiful old City Hall historic building. How are you doing over there?
Well, it's a really, I would say, almost the most exciting phase right now of development is to develop the building itself and to create new partnerships that assist us in doing so, like the Historic Society. And they have come up, they've flown up to do like an inventory kind of to see what the building, what we need to do to preserve the architectural integrity of the building and its history. So just doing that research with them is really fantastic. We have contractors coming in to articulate phase 1, 2, and 3 with us. So it'll be like a 5-year plan. And, you know, the original plan is right now we're actively working on is opening the doors next spring. Hopefully we'll, our timeline will be accurate. But just kind of being in there and envisioning what it can look like right now is an incredible, joyful experience, I think, for everyone. And I do believe it. When we are done, it will be state-of-the-art Center for Arts and Culture.
Mm-hmm. And all the while, providing music to children and folks in our community. So it's not just about the building. It's full of music and full classes.
And art, you know, because PAWAC is in there with us. And that is a particularly wonderful experience because as we talk to each other all the time, lots of ideas are coming out of that. And that's just a really wonderful marriage, I will say, with and the end result will be the Center of Arts and Culture, and that will be a really wonderful collaborative effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right in the heart of Sandpoint.
Right.
At the Old City Hall, which is located at the corner of Main and 2nd Avenue, I believe it is. There is, folks want to see more about the conservatory, they can go to sandpointconservatory.org. There's also a story in this current issue of Sandpoint Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Shows a little schematic of what the building might look like,
right?
Including potentially some solar arrays on the.
Want to make that an building energy efficient. That's, I believe, the only way to take a historic building into the future, and we really want to preserve our milestones, you know, in our architecture, so we can reflect on what we had and when we look forward to see what we will want to take along. So we understand our history to look into the future.
Mm-hmm. I'd say commendable on that whole picture of the future and the historic preservation.
Yeah, very important.
So good job. Has it been a relief to finally buy the building and then move forward?
Well, yes, because I would say we've been in negotiations and aiming for this probably for 5+ years. And, you know, it becomes increasingly more difficult to move a whole school, right? Because at this time, we have over close to 200 private students. And, you know, in our Music Matters, we have another 120 students. So it's just, not to mention the instruments and all of that. To find a building that would have suited our needs would have been very difficult. So to understand that we have a permanent home is vital for us to look into the future with great confidence.
Alrighty. Well, Karen, thank you for stopping by, and we'll continue on with John Fitzgerald and the girls to talk about what's coming up, the Fall Serenade and Hansel and Gretel, but it's always good to get updates. So we'll see you again, I think, on the 4th.
Yes, and that will be then about Bel Canto.
Oh, Bel Canto. All right. Okay, so John Fitzgerald and students from, let's see, we have Jamie Langford and Lucinda Meshberg. Again, now you can share a mic instead of standing up and sharing a chair. That's cute.
Mm-hmm. We fit.
So, purchasing the building is one aspect, but mm-hmm. busy in the classrooms and instructional parts of what the Music Conservatory is all about. Mm-hmm. So what's coming up, John Fitzgerald?
So it's always a busy time at the school. Always, always, always. We always, there's the running joke that we always tell ourselves that the semester is going to be a little easier and less stressful. and it never happens. But one of our big events that is coming up is this Sunday, actually, and it is our Fall Serenade. It will be at 5 o'clock at the Heartwood Center. Twice a year, all the faculty members of the school get together, and they give a concert, and all the proceeds from that concert go into our student scholarship fund. It's one of the big principles of the Music Conservatory that if anyone wants to get music lessons or be in the fine arts, that we will do whatever it takes to make sure that there isn't a financial barrier. We usually give out about $4,000 a year in financial aid, and we give out about $10,000 in just scholarships. So with the two ladies who are sitting next to me, Jamie and Lucinda, they are also in our honors track. This is, are we finishing our first full year of being in an honors?
I think so, or maybe like a year and a half.
A year and a half?
Yeah.
And that's, we get many outside sources that help fund that. And for the honors students, they get two lessons a week. They're in ensembles. These two are in the opera. They're working with a collaboration with Bel Canto Opera. And we keep them really busy. But at 5 o'clock this Sunday at the Heartwood Center, the Fall Serenade, it's a wonderful concert. One of the really nice things about the school is that we have a pretty diverse faculty. We're doing Mozart Piano Quintet, KV 452. We have a flute group, we have singers, we have strings. It's a very nice, well-rounded concert. And it's a great opportunity to come out and support the fine arts for kids who may have financial barriers.
And Jamie and Lucinda, you're both going to be performing?
Not in the one on Sunday.
Not in this one on Sunday.
Okay. No. This is mainly faculty.
Okay.
For this one Sunday, what they're going to be doing is our production of Hansel and Gretel. So Jamie will be Hansel.
Okay.
Yep.
And who are you going to be, Lucinda?
I'm going to be Gretel.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's going to be December 22 and 23rd at 3 p.m. also at the Heartwood Center. So Hansel and Gretel is written by Engelbert Humperdinck. He was a German composer. It premiered in 1893.
I thought he was a pop star.
That was Jerry Dorsey. But that we've had that joke.
I was joking, too.
And the whole plot of the opera actually came from Humperdinck's sister, who brought a whole bunch of songs, children's songs, and Humperdinck started to draft kind of a little operetta, and it eventually turned into a whole opera. And it was conducted by Richard Strauss the first time it was performed in Germany. And it was done around Christmas time, and it just kind of stuck as a Christmas event in Germany. And we're trying to do that same thing here. It's a pretty cool piece of music. It has a lot of fairy tale aspects, and the music has a lot of children's tunes in it. That it has a lot of, would you say it has some difficult parts?
Oh, very yeah. much so. No, but it's come from nowhere.
But it has some nice melodic stuff that's woven in that was, you know, written for kids and came from children's literature at the time.
So on December 4th, we're going to have you come back and make you sing.
Yeah.
Today,
yeah.
Your voices, I guess, are not warmed up, but really, so come back, and we'd love to hear some of that live in the studio singing, because I bet it's really fun. So, girls, is it fun to sing these more difficult pieces? What is fun about it? Either one. Just say your name first.
I'm Lucinda, and I'm just really enjoying learning all of this music, and I just think that I'm, like, learning this superpower that I, like, will be able to use for the rest of my life.
I like how you said that.
What do you mean by superpower?
It's like the skill that I'm learning. And I'll be able to just kind of pull this music out of my head for the rest of my life, because I'm learning it now.
You always loved singing, I would imagine, as children love to sing nursery rhymes and things like that. But what is different between learning a classical piece like this and just singing for the fun of it? Really focusing on all the aspects of what your voice is doing and what it needs to do.
It's just much more focused. There's a lot of things to think about and just coordinate throughout your body while you're singing. Breathing and just thinking about it.
Phrasing, things like that.
And the words.
Yes.
Is it in English?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that probably helps.
Yeah.
Wait till you get to Italian and Latin, right?
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jamie?
I don't know. I do like all the technical aspects. And I think one thing that I really like is after we've been working on all the rhythms and the notes and the blocking and have it all, and then all of a sudden, like, we get on stage, even if it's just for rehearsal, and you don't know how, but you know what to do, and your body and your, like, voice kind of just take you, and then you just get to do it and live in the moment. It's kind of like the great moment that I live for, that this is all going into.
Were you girls familiar with the story of Hansel and Gretel before working on this opera?
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
Yeah. So, and had you ever studied any other operas prior to this?
Yes.
Actually, yeah. Yes. These two are both veterans, so to speak. Last year, they were both in our production of A Mole and the Night Visitors by Menotti. That was written in 1950-something, I think. And it's the story of a crippled boy who runs into the three wise men who are traveling following the star. And that's a lot shorter. That's, what, 40 minutes, 45 minutes?
Yeah.
And Jamie was our Amal, who's a crippled boy who, through an act of kindness, gets cured and follows the wise men out. And Jamie, Lucinda, kind of wore a whole bunch of hats.
Yeah.
She was in our shepherd chorus. You were the page?
Yeah.
The page. So they've both been through this kind of before. Which do you think is a little bit more difficult, Amal or this one?
This one, definitely.
And I should say, can you each say which part you're singing?
What?
So, Lucinda, and Hansel and Gretel are you singing?
Yeah, I'm Gretel.
And Jamie?
I'm Hansel.
Yeah.
And so there's a witch involved in this, and in the story. I don't know about the opera.
There is, and that's actually going to be Karin.
Oh,
she's gonna be the the evil witch. She's doing a great job.
Yeah, she is. She always says like she was born to play the role, and she is. Like her voice and like everything that she does is like perfect for it.
So the major principles in the show is we have Hansel and Gretel. There is the mother and father. I'm singing the father part. Brenda Rutledge, who's part of Bel Canto Opera and head of the voice department at MCS, is singing the mother. We also have another student. There are two fairy parts. We're doing one of them in this production, and it's called the Dew Fairy or the Sandman, excuse me. And they just kind of move the plot along at one point, and that's also being done by a student at the school. When we sought out to do these productions, Bel Canto Opera of the Inland Northwest is its own entity in a way. We did an interesting spin on the Magic Flute last year. We've done some things at the Panada. We've been getting more and more active. But once a year, the Bel Canto Opera wants to do something that involves students. Well, we always want to involve students, but we try and make a bridge and give the students a chance to do some real singing and in principal roles. And that's what we're doing for this one. So we have three of the major roles are being done by students at MCS this year.
So where did the idea for Hansel, this particular play, come from? This is a German folk tale, right? It's been turned into an opera. Who among you came up with that? Hey, let's do Hansel and Gretel.
Well, we have done little parts of this in the past. So this is not the first time the school has done it. Karin Wiedermeier, our executive director, is from Bremen, Germany. And has that European background and flair that she brings to the school, which is phenomenal. And they were you before my time. You folks did a version of Hansel and Gretel. Were you in that, Jamie?
Yeah, so we've actually done, we did one scene, me and Andrew, who isn't here anymore, but we did a scene with Keely Gray at the conservatory at Panada, and then we actually did it again with just the songs and a narrator with Cody Moore, and that was kind of neat. This time we're going all out with it.
The full opera is difficult. There's a lot of moving parts. There are all these really nice lyrical sections where the kids are singing this very sing-songy stuff, and then the plot devices happen, and then it gets really difficult really, really fast. So we've been kind of inching up to the real thing, so to speak. I think when we did it with Cody Moore and we did it with narration, we did it 2 years ago. I think we did it at the First Lutheran Church. It was a great performance. And then Karin, myself, and Keely were thinking, you know, it would be really wonderful to do the whole thing. Because it has some really beautiful music parts that when you do the very trimmed version, you don't get to hear.
And we're talking about an upcoming event that the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint will be putting on right before Christmas, mm-hmm. two times at the Heartwood Center with children. It's Bel Canto and the Music Conservatory together presenting Hansel and Gretel. That's December 22nd and December 23rd. And the thing that's really cool, this is really for the family. It's at 3:00 in the afternoon.
It is, so to stay away from snow and everything else.
And you're going to have a gingerbread building event after the performance, which is really fun, right, girls?
Yeah, I think we've done that a few times, not with Hansel and Gretel, but it's uh-huh. great.
Yeah, it's very Christmassy and traditional. Again, that European mm-hmm. feel that Karin probably brings to the whole
Absolutely.
Thing. But you have something before that. I just want to remind our listeners right now that this is 88.5 KRFY. We're here on the morning show. Chris and Susie were your hosts, and we're talking with John Fitzgerald, music director at the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, and two students who will be performing in Hansel and Gretel, Jamie Langford and Lucinda Meshberg. But prior to that near Christmas performance, you have something coming up this week, actually.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about the Fall Serenade.
So the Fall Serenade, we do serenades generally twice a year, and it's at 5:00, 5:00 at the Heartwood Center, and there's always a really wonderful reception. All the proceeds from the Fall Serenade go to our Student Scholarship Fund. There's, I don't have the number in front of me, but there's a pretty heavy percentage of folks who come to the Music Conservatory who ask for financial assistance. And we try and give something out to every single student. We never, ever want there to be a financial barrier between the folks in this community who may want to study music and you know, they're the outcome of them studying music. So all the proceeds, we usually give out about $4,000 a year in just financial aid, and we give out about $10,000 a year in scholarships through the various things, whether that be Tom Rada was a pianist in the community for a long time. He passed away last year in March. In fact, the first time we did a Mall in the Night Visitors, he was the accompanist. And I think he played for when we did the edited version of Hansel and Gretel.
Yes, I think he did.
I think so. And He was such a cornerstone of the community that we actually started the Tom Rada Scholarship, the Tom Rada Foundation, basically. And I think Lucinda actually was a recipient of that last spring.
Yeah.
And
so twice a year, the Spring Serenade and the Fall
yeah.
Serenade, or you do fundraising for the scholarship funds and things like that.
Yeah. Mainly our financial aid. The scholarships come from a slightly different source.
Okay, from grants or something
yeah.
like that. So,
and some private donors. But the big thing about this one is financial aid.
So what can folks expect or to experience at the Fall Serenade?
We always seem to have a really nice eclectic mix. We have our contemporary music department is doing a jazz number. They're doing Fever, which is always kind of a neat spin.
And
we're not
that,
too classical.
Who's that teacher?
That is Nathan Baker, of course. Nathan Baker, Denise Vong, Allie Thomas are some of the. I'm sure I'm missing one. I'm not sure if they have a pianist for that group, but they're going to do a great job. We have a piano quintet, Mozart KV 452, which is I when I go to a concert like this, I like the diversity of it, that you're not just getting lots of piano players or singers or just string players. But Karin Wiedermeyer and Brenda Rutledge are doing a duet, a Rossini duet. We have a Mozart quintet. We have a flute ensemble, or there's a flute trio by James Hook that they're doing, who's a kind of a Beethoven time English composer. We have a harpist, Marge Cook, is doing a harp prelude about 10 minutes before the concert starts. So it's nice and eclectic music, and we have some really great faculty at the school, and I think it's going to be a really wonderful concert.
So when you say a Mozart quintet in piano, mm-hmm. That doesn't mean five pianos.
No, that we would need a bigger stage. Yeah, usually the term quintet is, actually originally this was written for a woodwind quintet, but a piano quintet is usually one piano and then four other players.
Okay.
So five in total. So for this, we have a piano, violin, viola, and cello.
Okay.
For this
one. And they call it piano quintet because that's the primary instrument, or?
Not necessarily. It's just the term usually, if you say, I'm in a string quintet, which identifies, you know, you're all string players, yeah. Or a woodwind quintet. The piano quintet just, it's not the primary instrument, but it does
gives you a heads up.
There's the piano.
There's a piano. Okay.
I had an idea. Mm-hmm. This is 88.5 Carif Wyatt, and we're talking with John Fitzgerald from the Music Conservatory and two students. I'll say your names again, Jamie Langford and Lucinda Meshberg. And in case your parents are, did I say that right?
Yeah.
In case your parents are listening, you're here in the studio. But I did find a song from Hansel and Gretel, and I'm not sure. I thought we could take a little music break and come back and mm-hmm. just finish up. This is André Rieus, and it's the evening prayer from Hansel and Gretel. Mm-hmm. Would that work?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know anything about it. It says it's in our holiday genre, but we're getting close, so let's see what this sounds like. We'll be back with a little bit more from the Music Conservatory, and then a recorded interview with Don Childress from the Fourth Sunday Showtime. So here is Hansel and Gretel, Evening Prayer. Thank you. And that was Andre Rieu, Evening Prayer from Hansel and Gretel. And the reason that we chose that song is because we're here in the studios of 88.5 KRFY for our morning show with the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. And we were talking about their upcoming December 22nd and 23rd performance of Hansel and Gretel at the Hartwood Center. But we're also talking about Fall Serenade. But since we have students from the Hansel and Gretel performance, do you have any questions for them, Chris?
Yeah, Jamie and Lucinda, how old are you guys?
I'm 15. I'm 14.
Okay, the question kind of popped up during the break here. So what kind of music do you listen to for fun? What's your favorite music?
We both sort of listen to musicals, like when we're not practicing, but we kind of listen to everything just to get a scope of, you know, what music is out there.
I know we have a musical theater class together with a bunch of other people, too, so we can, like, start singing that and everyone else will sing along. So that's one that we kind of have to, like, know. But
yeah.
Everything's great. I feel like from the classical, we can, like, look at music more complexly and it makes it more fun.
Well, how about pop bands that people might know, like your, you know, other kids your age in school, with the kind of stuff they're listening to?
There's a lot of
stuff.
I don't know. That's such a big question. But, like, anything that plays on the radio that people know, I typically like. Yeah.
Okay.
It has.
Well, another question that came up, you guys have been singing for quite a year. When did you start singing, performing, knowing you wanted to be?
Do you want to go first, Lucinda?
Well, I don't know. I started singing at the Music Conservatory in sixth grade, but I'd been singing in, like, the required school choir in elementary school. So I started really getting into it like last year, and I've learned so much just really like studying music.
And how about you, Jamie?
I've been at the conservatory for quite a while. I know I took one of the classes where we played like on the top half of recorders on the black keys of piano because we were so little. But I've been in choir maybe since I was like 7. I've been doing voice lessons for like 5 or 6 years maybe. Yeah, but quite a while.
So an interesting question that came up is, are your voices changing and how are you adapting to that?
Yeah, very much. We're definitely able to get more like power behind our voice because we're older and just we're able to focus more.
Mm-hmm.
You may have more lung capacity as you grow bigger. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of it. And just on the fun side of singing, if you could both think of one word, when you're singing, what are you feeling? Not thinking, but feeling. It's kind of a big, tough question.
Well, it depends on the song, because if I'm singing a really like emotional, sad song, I'm usually feeling those emotions.
I don't know why, but I'm going to say the word absorption, just because, like, if you're really into a song, if you've already worked on all the technical aspects and you're just aware and in that kind of, like, presence, it's kind of like you're, like, soaking into the air around you and just becoming whatever you're singing.
Fantastic.
It's like a meditation, really, you know? You're really in the moment when you're singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right there. I've heard people express it as joyful. It's just pure joy. Especially once you've learned it and you're in it and you've got it, you know.
Yeah.
Learning some of those harder pieces takes some time, but that's fun too, learning new things.
So we're going to be able to hear you in Hansel and Gretel. That's the opera that's coming up this on December 22nd, December 23rd. But before that, we want to swing back around and talk about the Fall Serenade, which is happening this Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m., at the, help me out here.
The Hartwood Center.
Hartwood Center, yep. And anything else you'd like to tell us about that? Sounds like it's going to be a beautiful evening of some classical songs.
It's a wonderful service for the kids in the community, because if we have a great turnout for this concert, and if the more money we raise, the more we'll be able to help the younger folks in this community. So we would love to see a full house.
And ticket information?
Ticket information, it is, I believe, Susie?
It's not on here, but here.
Yeah, I believe it's $20 for adults. It's $5 for MCS students. And
how do you get tickets?
You can stop by. We're at 110 Main Street here in Sandpoint. We have a beautiful new sign on the side of our building that says Music Conservatory. Stop in. You can give us a call at 265-4444, or you can get more information at sandpointconservatory.org.
And you might want to get those tickets in advance.
We can only hope. Well, I'm sure that
they'll probably be available at the door.
They'll probably be available at the door. If you have a large group coming, I would say I would get them. You know, feel free to give us a call, and we'll have a little, like, a will call area. So even if you want to just grab them, the Heartwood seats a good amount of folks, but we would love to see a sellout crowd because the folks in the community benefit.
And that is fantastic. You know, you think about going all the way to Spokane to hear this quality of performance, musical performance, and here it is right here in Sandpoint. It's an opportunity. I am amazed that we have such quality here.
Yeah.
It's a testament to all that Karen put together, but then all the folks that have come since her to join her amazing will force to keep music in our community at a high level.
Yeah.
So again, Jamie Langford and Lucinda Meshberg, students, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And John Fitzgerald, it's always a pleasure and hope to see you again.
Thank you.
And we are going to hear a song by request, and then we're going to come back for a recorded interview with Don Childress, the fourth Sunday Showtime host, which will be coming up this week. So he always gives a little preview of what he has planned because his show is once a month. Mm-hmm. But right now we're going to hear Josh Ritter, Girl in the War, and we'll be right back with more of the Wednesday edition of The Morning Show.
Just the rules of the game and the rules.
And that was Josh Ritter, Girl in the War. And we're back here in the station. This is 88.5 KRFY, and it's The Morning Show. Hi, Chris. What's going on?
Well, around this town, there's always a lot going on, and as we mentioned, this Friday and Saturday, there's going to be Turkey Bingo at the Bonner Mall, and that's a fundraiser for the Sandpoint Lions Club. Helps support their Toys for Tots and other things that they do. So go have some fun, play some Turkey Bingo. You might win a turkey, and you'd support a great cause there. That's 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, that's November 22nd, and then noon to 4 p.m. Saturday on November 23rd at Bonner Mall. Just show up and play. And then there's a ton of other events going on around town. I did want to mention that there's a evening tomorrow night. It's called More Than a Woman Trivia. It's held on the third Thursday of each month at the Back Door, which is on Cedar Street, right at the corner of Cedar and 2nd Avenue. It's a night of laughter and female-focused trivia. Runs from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the aim is to educate and entertain with facts, connect women in the community, and offer something to look forward to each month for women. Yeah,
this town loves trivia. I know that. It's all over town, and people go out, and it's crowded, and it's cheerful.
Yeah, the trivia they have at McDuff's is we've played that a few times.
Wild and crazy.
We've never won. You know, my group that I have shown up with, we came close a couple times.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, let me know if you ever win. We'll congratulate you. Also, again, just to mention the Fall Serenade with the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint staff performances is this Sunday, November 24th at the Heartwood Center. And I just want to also mention that KRFY has a new show that we were very fortunate to get. It's called On Being. It's produced by the On Being Radio Project out of Minneapolis. And the host is Krista Tippett. She is a Peabody Award-winning broadcaster and a New York Times best-selling author. And this show is exceptional. And we were gifted it by the On Being Radio Project folks. That is launching tonight, Wednesday, November 20th at 6 p.m. So I highly encourage people to tune in there. If you're having dinner or making dinner, it's a perfect time to listen to an exceptional show. And also Bioneers, which normally plays at that time. And that, so that's from 6 to 7. Bioneers normally played at 5:30. What? Anyways, it's moving. Bioneers normally played at 6 p.m. on Wednesdays. It has moved to Friday at 5:30 p.m.
I want to throw out another community event that's happening. That's from Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and with a matinee on at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday. There's going to be a couple of one-act plays being put on by unknown locals and the Panada Playhouse Players. It's called the Hearthside Stories, and playtimes are 7:30 p.m. each of those nights, except for the 3:30 p.m. Sunday matinee. Those are at the Panada Theater. If you like plays and dramatic presentations, you should go attend that.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to get this next thing up on the screen for us, and I think that's a good amount of stuff to say and alert everyone to. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day today, but we have an interview coming up, and this is with Don Childress, and I might be back at the end, or you might hear a song by Joni Mitchell at the end, All I Really Want, but this interview gives us a preview of what Fourth Sunday Showtime will be this week. It's with Don Childress, the host, and he's going to tell us all about what he has planned for us, so sit back, listen, and here is the interview with Don Childress on Fourth Sunday Showtime host.